Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Back at you this morning. Clemson State, number 6, is at NC State today. On the college football game, number 2, LSU, against number 3, Alabama. Another biggie. Alabama's beat them 8 straight times. Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, 5 o'clock, radio on the Trust in God Network. That's last night's show. Some technical difficulties. Timberwolves beat Golden State Warriors 25-16. Lakers continue to roll. Hottest team in the NBA. LeBron James and crew. Again. And, wow. They're clicking. But, you know, he's been healthy. I think people forget he got hurt last year. On Christmas Day. Bad present. On the road. That first time this year. Same day. The Sixers lost last night. Baptist Church. Pelicans last night.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
How I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes.
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Dolly Wilson. Enough said. Blessed. Another day. Doc Stanley Sports and the Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Network. It's Saturday morning. Update scores and other things. And some more NBA scores for you. I think we told you Sixers lost. And Warriors lost 125-119 in overtime. Raptors over the Pelicans, 122-104. The Nets and Knicks both winners. Nets 119-115. And the Knicks getting a road win. Lakers 95-80 over the Heat. And it's something about both the Knicks and the Nets on the same night. Take a hats off to both of them. And the big college game today. Alabama against LSU. And Minnesota against Penn State. Number 17. Minnesota's ranked number 17. Penn State is ranked number 4. Some good games. Cassius Stanley. Like the name. Guy like the name Stanley and the name Cassius. Highest vertical leap and basketball. Just dipping Zion. So, a little salute right there for you. And some other interesting things that are happening. But as always, we want to open up with another one of our songs and salute to the master. So I got some biblical in our collage there. Let's take a look at it. We want to thank our veterans, as Monday is Veterans Day. Also, happy birthday to my son-in-law, our loving son-in-law, Michael. Knicks and Nets both won last night. Lakers continue to win. You had two guys who had 50-point games last night, and a third with a 60-point game, and they all still lost. Bama LSU, that's the big game today. Cowboys and Vikings, big game on Sunday Night Football, followed by a big one on Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks against the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers still the only unbeaten team in the NFL. We, again, extend our prayers simply to our own Danny Allstrike Styles. Francis lost his mother last week. They buried her yesterday. And our prayers go out to him and his family, as our prayers to go out in salutation to all our veterans. Pat Mahomes is back this week in Kansas City. Got to be happy. Held down the fort till he got there. So he's coming back. Genesis 6, chapter 6, verse. And it just really hit me when I read it yesterday. God was grieved, sad, they had made man, looking at the sins and all the wrong things he was doing on earth. John 15:16. Now, we so often think that after reading John 3:16, God so loved the world, whomsoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life, thinking that we make that choice. No, we don't. 15:16 says, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. And I also love that Genesis 2:16. God looking around after all he had made and had Adam name all the animals. It's not good for man to be alone. Too often we think of solitude and stuff, but man was made to communicate, congregate, and associate. Doc Stanley Sports and the Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Let's play another one of our opening songs of tribute. Then we're going to pray, talk a little more sports to you, and then I'll be on my way and let you get on your way on this Saturday morning on Sports and Tap Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. And hey, it's what I do. That's why we're here. Because God overlooked.
wonder how. Don't bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm love. It's what I do. Nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing could change the love that I promised you when I promised you I'd stay. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm loved. It's what I do. Yes, I know all there is to ever know, where you've been and where you'll ever go, all your mistakes from yesterday, and the ones you'll make tomorrow. You've been trying so hard to comprehend what kind of love could cover all that sin. Just know there's nothing you could ever do change my love for you. Don't ask me why. Don't wonder how. Don't bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. 'Cause I'm loved. What I do. Yeah. Don't bother asking how. Try to wonder why.
I do. And that is what he's done. That's why we're here. All praise to Father God and our Lord and Savior for another day. And some college course. NBA again, as we had the Trojan Knicks and Nets both winners. It's the first time that's happened this year. Both of the New York teams have won. And big road victory for the Knicks, too. Gotta be happy. And, wow, that's something to say. Also, we had the all the big name colleges won last. Duke, UNC winners. Sixers losing last night. Golden State, wow, heck of a game for the young man, but a loss. Updates, Mark Paterno is not in danger of losing his job. Michigan State AD Bill Beckman tells Lansing, so there's a coach whose head can lie a little comfortable. Today, we kept Missouri at number 6, Georgia today. Iowa State, we were playing Oklahoma. Oklahoma was a 14-point favorite at their college game today. And we also have, as we told you, the big one, Alabama at LSU. So that's going to be another big game. And Penn State against Minnesota, number 4, Penn State against number 17, Minnesota. And that's some of our big college football games today. Now, let's get to the big thing that all man has to do daily, continuously, really, is take a moment or two and out to pray. Put the horse up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And let's get to prayer real quickly, too. We want to send out some salutations, wondering what I'm saying. How is our beloved Rosie? Where is she? Haven't heard from her in a long time. Concerned. And,
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela
send our prayers and thoughts and out to her all the time.
Um doce balanço
all the time.
Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que um poema.
In life, pastures are not always green, nor what is always still. But when the storms of life become serious, God's going to hear whispers. Keep calm. I am here. Thank the hand for that. Today and every day, never forget that you always have inside of you the strength and courage to overcome the obstacle. Come your way. Stay positive. Stay strong. And morning prayer. Father God, I'm going to come to you before you this morning asking forgiveness of my sins. I ask that you count not my transgressions, but rather my tears of repentance. Not my tears, but more especially my sorrow for the offenses I have committed. I long to be true to your word today. Father, I pray that my words, my thoughts, and my actions will be pleasing to you as I seek to do your will and give you all the glory, honor, praise, love, and service. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our prayer for the day. Again, perfect thoughts. Demony on the third, along with P.J. Albert. You know, there's a little reference to him, P.J. Albert, Hal Jackson, late Hal Jackson, Jackie Robinson of radio, great champion, Larry Holmes, beloved dear friend, Regina, Brazil. Harry, one of the top monitors and maintenance men over at Dorman, 4290 64th Street, Hotel Bank. Happy birthday. And the 5th, also the birthday of the Cowboy star, Ray Rogers, 70. My friends, too. There's a picture of Cabinet, John Brunson.
Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, and I think we got to remember that it is close to that time of the year. Jesus is reading through the season. First of the song.
It's that time of year.
Let's give you three in a row. The original version of this song, the first time I heard the song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
you. We all know that December 25th is not Christ's birthday. Christ was born probably early part of October 25th, pagan holiday, sun god, used as a December 25th holiday. I said I'd give you three, but I'll give you one more as we salute the reason for the season. Heard this song on the radio years ago. Heard the beginning, and I was going from one station to another, listening to Christmas songs, and I went to the other station, and when that song finished, I heard this song. I said, wow. I missed it, but I got an album with it on. The greatest First Noel ever going to hear by Howard Hewitt. I had a chance to meet him too. He's an outstanding singer. He's with Shalimar, one of his own great career. One of the great voices of all time. It's four. One more. As we remember the reason for the season, the First Noel, Howard Hewitt. Outstanding exposure to Block Talk Radio. Just remember that it's an early Saturday. Giving you updates and the scores and some Christmas music. Makes it a little bit more.
Bethlehem it took. Oh, it's red.
Wow. And you know what? I think I would be somewhat remiss if I didn't had a lady in here. I remember seeing her ringside at the garden. Didn't get over to see her. But I think if her father has a number one since I'm
I wrote to you with childhood fantasy. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up for myself, but forward in me. No more lives torn apart, and wars would never start, and time would heal our hearts. Every man would have a friend that right would always win, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas list.
Effort and Nuggets 197 3 points. 3-point winners over the 76ers last night on our NBA scoreboard. The Jazz beat the Bucks 103-100. And that was quite a game. Another 3-point win by a team. In fact, that's back-to-back 3-point wins, isn't it? 103 Jazz, Bucks 100. Going across the NBA scoreboard. The Nets, as I told you, 119-115. Well, 1 point more, 4 over the Blazers. Lillard, 60 points last night. Kyrie Irving had 32 points and 6 assists in the win. And, wow, 60 points in losing effort. Huh? Can't ask any more. The Lakers, as I told you, continue to roll. They beat the Heat, 7 straight wins. That's their longest winning streak since 2010 and 11, 95-80 over the Heat. And they're rocking and rolling. Longest winning streak for a while. And LeBron James had 25 points. Davis had 26. As the Lakers continue to rock and roll and clink, staying healthy is a big difference. So we salute right now the best team in the NBA. And top teams football scoring, Ohio State's number one, Alabama's number two, Clemson's number three, LSU is number four, and Georgia's number six, Oklahoma's number seven, Oregon's number eight, Auburn's number nine, and Wisconsin rounds out the top ten teams ranked in college football. And the Tigers are looking at their at NC State today. And that's going to be a big game when they're enhance their chances into the college playoff. That's the scoreboard and the college view. Dr. Andy's putting the Block Talk Radio Trust and Cover Network. And now we're going to be ready to close out the show. And we do it with no closing theme. I remember this record. He was the first act that opened for as a stand-up comic. And that is Brooke Benton. We hope you've enjoyed the show, our early morning takeoff for you. And we're going to close out with Brooke Benton.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words just barely visible: "In God we trust." I held it for a moment. Then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost penny place in me your trust.
I may say that the sports in-depth nation is here. The sports in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Family. Take it away, good Doc.
No, Rooney. Wow, what a gift he was to us. Now, we're ready to close out the show. That day has to get rolling on our way. And it's our Docisms, Words with Wisdom, and our classic sayings. Doc Stanley, supposed to Classic Radio and Trust in God Network. I want to be everything. The little lie you say, people looking at you.
Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.